Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the greater New York area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the greater New York area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The greater New York area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, click the banner or call 1-800-910-8926. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-910-8926. That's 1-800-910-8926.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Score!
Scoreboard update.
It's 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Breaking news in the last hour, Notre Dame AD Jack Swarbrick has announced the school has given head football coach Brian Kelly a six-year contract extension. It'll keep him in South Bend through the 2021 season. National signing day just 5 days away, so pretty good timing for Kelly's extension. Derrick Rose starting to see how dangerous he and Jimmy Butler can be as running mates in the Bulls' backcourt.
I'm starting to see it, and I love it because whenever he brings the ball up, it's a swing, and I'm catching the ball with a live dribble. And that's kind of hard to, or for some teams, it's hard to stick two type of players like that on both sides of the floor. Like, one of us is going to get, I think, good looks at the rim both times, or open up something for the offense. And we're just trying to figure it out.
Rose and company whipped the Lakers last night thanks to a combined 42 points from Rose and Butler, and the Bulls will visit the Clippers on Sunday. Also, Butler named to the All-Star game for the second straight year, representing the Eastern Conference. Tyronn Lue has only coached 3 games for the Cavaliers, but he's already speaking out about the All-Star roster, says he's surprised that Kevin Love was not selected as reserve, and surprised the Eastern Conference leading Cavaliers have only one player, LeBron James, headed to Toronto in 2 weeks. Andy Murray outlasted Milos Raonic in 5 sets to advance to the Australian Open final. He'll meet Novak Djokovic, who will be playing in his 5th consecutive Grand Slam final. Sox Fest begins today at the Hilton downtown. club unveils new infielders Todd Frazier, among others. And the NHL's All-Star Weekend begins tonight in Nashville. Patrick Kane will play in the 3-on-3 tournament Sunday. Jonathan Toews is not going to. The Blackhawks captain sick, bowing out this weekend. He's been suspended for the Hawks game in Colorado on Tuesday because he's not participating. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars, and crispy thin crust sweet tomato sauce and premium toppings covered in fresh mozzarella cheese. You'll score big with Aurelio's as your pizza choice for the big game. Visit www.aureliospizza.com to find the location nearest you, delivery and catering options. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What's the schedule again this weekend, Jordan?
I've got UIC and Cleveland State tomorrow at 3.
All right. Can't wait.
Cleveland State.
I know what, you're going to stay in on
Norris Cole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mouse McFadden.
Norris Cole actually
would beat Indiana.
A Bulls draft pick,
right,
too.
Kevin, who was the crazy coach?
Bacon.
Kevin Mackey.
Okay.
He was a GBA coach. I spent a lot of time around him.
I think Scott Robb was the one who wrote the Kevin.
For GQ.
One of the great sports articles ever written.
There it is.
What is he, belching blue smoke into the midnight sky?
Unbelievable.
Or like that.
Tried to make it around somebody else. Tried to show my guy, Jordan Bernfield, a little love on his weekend schedule. And all of a sudden, you two start making it about GBA basketball and how much
Kevin
people
Mackey
know.
Was Kevin Mackey's brilliant, great, though. Brilliant coach.
I'm just messing
around. Brilliant coach.
Brilliant.
With a
with
deeply...
a car full of hookers.
Oh, deeply troubled dude.
Sounds
with
like every coach.
He could never get.
Pretty much every coach.
Crack.
Yeah,
sounds like every coach.
Every drug you'd ever want.
I'm finding out that...
But boy, was he...
Crack is more prevalent in other communities than it should be.
Yeah. There's a guy in my high school. You know, guitar player.
What are you
player.
Doing smoking crack?
Crackhead in Princeton, New Jersey?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Used to make his way down to Trenton every once in a while.
I was going to say, where he's scoring his crack.
Where did you score your crack? Light him up!
Shout out to Newark and East Orange.
Keeping communities alive however we can.
What, crack or Jewish people?
Yes. Oh. Hub Arkish was on the show today.
Speaking of.
He did not get cut from a basketball team in Portage Park, and don't you dare.
Yeah.
You take that back.
It almost got physical.
Man, it really did. The OG came through strong.
OG Arkish.
Matt Bowen.
Not to be confused with OG Kush. That's something else.
Matt Bowen was on the show today talking Senior Bowl and Super Bowl and Bears.
He was.
Jim Margalis from Southside Sox.
He was with us, too.
Called the White Sox offseason one move short. Producers of Jay Zawoski.
That's the slogan for Sox Fest this year.
What move is it?
The move of having Avisail Garcia still here.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but even at that.
I think the one move would be adding Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bryce Harper.
Zach Greinke.
Jay Zawoski, Nick Szafkowski. Great job, man. Have a great weekend, everybody. Kevin Zipak, thank you so much. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well. At watch670thescore.com. And you heard Jordan Bernfield, who is, you will find on your TV, doing college buckets this week.
UIC against Cleveland State.
The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Hello, Boris and Bernstein.
Hi, guys.
What's happening?
Chilling like a villain, and I'm willing.
That's what we wonder. What's going on? What's really going on? That's of any use to us.
Every time I used to ask my uncle that, that's the same thing he said. Chilling like a villain, and I'm willing.
You guys, I don't know when the John Scott piece came out. It came out yesterday, but I read it early this morning, and it's just made me even more upset with the NHL, and I'm rooting for John Scott this
hockey
weekend.
Yeah, but that actually, I thought that there was a Mr. Chainsaw during Who You Crapping yesterday did a very nice job of pulling out some of what was supporting that article and all the inherent conflict with John Scott saying, well, you know, I didn't have to do this. I went to college and I could be sitting in my suit at GM. Well, then do it. Shut up. You don't like punching people? You feel like you're forced to do this?
I can dig that, but there's always things that we could probably be better at.
He wasn't asking for sympathy because he's a fighter.
He wasn't
asking for that.
Yeah, but you can't say both things, really. You know, all the conflict and all that. If you want to wear a suit, wear a suit.
Of course he can say both things. Life is full of conflict. He's made his choices, and he's not looking for sympathy for it. Maybe he's looking for sympathy for the way the league treated him, which is despicable.
I think which is true, but that to write that piece for that outlet is a clear attempt to find sympathy. That's what that piece is.
For how the league treated him.
In general, just for his for where he finds himself at the moment. And you know what?
Okay.
I think it's weird when he starts talking about, you know, the hiding behind his kids.
I did not read it, by the way. So
no, yeah. And all those stories, all those guys has this same ending to it.
Hiding behind his kids. Wow, that's a pathetic take on that.
Why?
Because the reason he was pissed at the league is because one of the guys from the league called him and said, "Are your kids going to be proud of you if you play in this game?" Which is an emotionally manipulative garbage and then kind of approach then from your own freaking league.
We're going to trade you to Newfoundland.
So he's offering it out like, "Oh yeah, they tried to make fun of, try to ask me about how I feel about my kids." Like, whatever. Either play or don't.
All right. There he is.
Nobody's watching anyway.
Heartless and soulless. He's all yours every day.
Oh, yeah. Right up until 120.
But I feel worse for Taves. I feel worse for... You talk about a guy getting wronged? He's got a note from his doctor. The doctor's prescribing this. And if the NHL thinks he's lying, say that you think he's lying.
So you buy that the doctor...
You think Jonathan Taves is sick?
Yeah. If the doctor says he's symptomatic, all I know is he's got a note.
Hey, man, doctors...
There's a lot of NFL players running around with prescriptions that they shouldn't have.
He's got a note. If the NHL thinks he's lying,
the law has been set. A doctor has spoken.
No, I'm just saying,
I assume he's Jewish and he knows things.
Michael Terry is the team doctor. He's a Northwestern internist or whatever. He wrote the note.
Yeah. He went to 6 extra years of college. Mm-hmm.
They gave Luol a note too, and then they tapped his spine and fluid leaked all in his body.
Did the NHL make him miss a game?
You ever forge a note to get out of class, Burns? You probably just went to every class.
I didn't.
You're about to hear some real hood tales from Deerfield right now.
Calm your ass down. You forged a note to get into more classes.
My own handwriting.
I would like to audit this.
Handwriting was so bad in and of itself. Pre-computer, how can I forge something? Now kids can
take the joy out of
doctor's
notes.
Terry, how do you do it?
Doctor's note.
Actually, I said, the NHL's like, no, you're lying. You're going to miss a game.
Doctors don't say I'm dead.
Right.
And hand it to somebody. I can't be there.
I know I'm only
12. Well, my doctor pronounced me dead. Here's the note.
I have a note that says I can take calculus, and I'd like to do that instead of playing with people.
The same doctor who, when he ran into a steel beam on Franklin or whatever the hell it
is. Exactly right. That's that doctor.
He almost knocked over a bridge.
This is awesome, dude. Was that doctor? I love
Was that the same
dude.
Doctor?
I don't know, but it's a doctor, and if it's a doctor, you should believe him.
The NHL, if he goes out of the way to get
Taves had a note about his concussion back then from a very reputable team hired doctor.
You go ride this one, player. We don't believe you. We don't believe you. Please.
You're
going to make you miss a game. That is the dumbest rule.
It's an awful rule.
It's terrible.
Sure, it's an awful rule.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, man.
Nobody would go, though.
Good call, though, dude, because no player has ever had a team doctor try and help him with anything.
Right, no.
These NFL players running around stage 3 kidney failure because they needed 50 Vicodin for 1 week.
That's my point. If you're going to go far enough to have the team doctor make a public statement on your behalf, he's like, nope, you're lying and your doctor's lying and you're going to miss a game. Let's say you think he's lying.
How can you not love him? Count the ways?
Get a list. What's the name of that guy that did Jack the linesman? Who hit the guy from behind?
Dennis Weidman.
My God. Dude.
We disagreed on this earlier because the more I watch it,
that guy for life.
The more I see a dude who just got up and was angry that he didn't get the call.
Ban that guy for life.
You really
think
that guy, that player is so stupid and evil.
Yes,
and that
dumb. He got angry. Yeah. He got angry and couldn't control himself.
Okay. Bad impulse control.
Because that'd just be like the Donald Brashear thing. Like, why would you swing a stick at the only brother skating on the ice right there? Well, I saw him. He looked like a guy that should be a target. I put him down. Like, there's no real rhyme or reason why dudes do things in sport on fields and diamonds and ice. They do it because they got angry and they don't have to control themselves. They run around and running into each other.
They're trained to smash people.
Right. And he just saw a guy that he thought wronged him by not calling something or not noticing. He adjusted his helmet.
Like a giant child.
The best thing
you know
the
what
team.
He should have? He should have a note from his doctor that says, I had to hit that linesman.
Well, then if you want to dispute it, then say that the doctor's lying.
Hey, the best thing
Jonathan Taves doctors for hire.
The best thing is the other team who that's not a member of their team, so they were like conflicted. Like, wait, he just all right. I guess he can hit that guy. I guess the coach looks over the boards like, is that one of ours? Oh no! All right,
are we supposed to be mad?
Is that an official? All right, cool.
Does the hockey code say we're supposed to punch somebody now or not?
I kind of wish I did that actually.
Right. I've been wanting to do that to that guy for a decade now.
My whole life.
Yeah, that guy took it. He didn't even get a penalty. That's the greatest part. That's the greatest part about the whole thing.
He didn't? Like,
didn't get a penalty. He played the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm. Is that not a penalty?
No, you can hit anyone. You can hit anyone and do anything. Meanwhile, you blow on somebody and it's a flagrant two in basketball. Mm. Like, you look at someone the wrong way and like, you know what? These guys are getting out of control. We've got to keep our Browns sedated and nonviolent. Like, it's ridiculous.
Hell of a Browns sedated. Bam, 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 bam,
so ridiculous. Bam, bam, bam. All right, what do you guys got today?
I don't know. There's nothing written there.
No, there's nothing there.
Maddie.
Oh, my God. They don't know what to do.
Right. You got to tell them what they got today.
They don't have any guests
written down. Can you pull up a mic and tell them what they have today?
We have Friday Fung. I know we have Friday Fung.
Matt does not want to tell you what you got today.
At four, we're doing, because of next week, we're going to be in San Francisco.
Not so Super Bowl.
We'll be tied up Super Bowl.
Yes.
Not so Super Bowl today. Misadventures, horror stories connected.
Horror stories?
Could be. Your experience.
Eugene Robinson calling up?
Involving a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's cool.
Of any kind. It could be going there. It could be watching it. It could be.
I could call in with the Warren Sapp story from last year.
Oh, man.
At the bar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Jason Revenston might call in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sitting at the bar. Sitting at the bar. He looks at me and goes, those yours? I'm like, nope. Hey, check, please.
Let me give you mine now. I went to college and we were in Holland for a semester, right? 3 months in Holland, living at a castle, 1991. Okay.
You lived in a castle?
Yeah.
The George Castle.
And Emerson owns a castle in Holland. It was remarkable.
It's good to be white.
Right? Dutch?
For years.
They have pot over there. It's legal.
Where you put your tulips. okay, go ahead. So you're in Holland.
Holland, and we get clearance to have a Super Bowl party. We get clearance to have beer in the castle. We order Dutch pizza, right? It's terrible, disgusting Dutch pizza.
You pull the covers up over it.
Grolsch or whatever.
I think it was Grolsch. And we're lined up. We're getting ready to watch the Super Bowl, which we thought was going to be on Sky Sports, and instead wheelchair basketball comes on.
It's the Super Bowl of darts.
The number one sport.
Apparently it was advertised incorrectly, and it was wheelchair basketball, and that was the Scott Norwood Bills Giants Super Bowl. Didn't see it.
No.
Wheelchair basketball. For a little while, till we all got pissed off and dispersed and went on doing what you do in Holland when you're 21.
Somebody stormed the castle. Yeah. They had to pour boiling oil on them.
Have fun storming the castle.
Around the fourth quarter, did the guys still have their legs?
In the wheelchair?
Dude, man.
The worst. All right, well, we hope to do better than that at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, so you get to watch it.
Well, look, if somebody was taking prop bets during this transition, who would make a joke at the expense of
the
wheelchairs.
He's third. He's third.
Got Jason in that?
Well, he was the third favorite.
Contribution this entire week.
That would have paid off. That would have been my money maker for you.
I hope I don't run into something this weekend.
Oh, man. Like, what, a person in a wheelchair?
No, that's fine. I can just tip them over. I'm talking about like running in. Wow. There's some angry people in those grocery stores, man. Like, why are you so hungry? Let me stop.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, why don't you stop?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That was kind of you as my medical weed partner. I'm not so sure.
Boys of Mercy coming up next.
Yeah, you better turn your mic off, big fella.
Big fella.
You crazy. If that's what it is, then.
Open, get it, guy.
Back to serious, up and gotten it. The shift change is right. Oh, of course, yeah. I'm getting wild right now from these two and you. Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Y'all want to do the timeline of this last year?
No,
I'm getting wild by you two and Terry. Y'all want to do that right now?
We're in a new year now.
We're going to do this now?
No, we're going to do this now. No, I'm just going to picture Bernsey, the young Bernstein, writing a note so we can do another term paper.
Can I please hand in an extra term paper?
My orthodontist says I need to audit this class.
This AP class isn't advanced placement enough. Uh-huh. I need more. The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Boris and Bernstein with you for the next 4 hours and 42 minutes. Lawrence Holmes will join me on Monday. Zach Zabin on Tuesday speaks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, man.
See you on Wednesday.
See you Wednesday, everybody. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Ryan Ruffles is a 17-year-old golfer who's just turned pro. On Thursday, he shot a respectable 70 in his debut as a professional in the first round of the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego. Even before he teed it up, though, Ruffles had been blooded by Phil Mickelson. Mickelson's Tuesday money games on tour are famous. Everyone knows that there's some fairly serious money at stake. Nothing crazy the guys playing can afford to play for four-figure presses without losing much sleep. But it isn't something you talk about in public. Ruffles won some money playing with Mickelson last month. Exactly how much, no one's sure. But he talked about it. Mickelson wasn't amused. "That's high school stuff," he said on Wednesday. "Some things you don't talk about. Ryan, you're one down." I'm John Feinstein.
Has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
CBS Friday. America's bosses are going undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a hole.
More bosses.
I believe in you.
More inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by All Day Breakfast at McDonald's.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it. And I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out and I got, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Cool.
Cool.
Coolly cool.
It's Friday.
Patriot quarterback Tom Brady.
I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the noise because the Daily News had a picture of you and they said, cry Brady, meaning you're a cry baby.
Flag in the secondary. A lot of contact deep down the field. It could be against, I don't know who.
House of Horrors here. Absolute House of Horrors.
I will most likely have the snowblower out tomorrow.
the first time. I will have it out. And I am, forget it, I am a Picasso with the snowblower. I mean, they're artists. I am an artist.
When someone could tell you that, you know, when you fall out of a boat, sometimes you land in crap, and then sometimes you land in San Francisco. And
those are your two choices. You made the right choice in San Francisco.
Tony Snell.
He's been told to be aggressive, though.
Is a bum of gargantuan proportions. Bum. Capital B, capital U, capital N. M.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps save a laugh or two along the way. Allow it to persist a rapping at someone's back door. Why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bourne.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll have our own conversation with our guy Matt Bowen coming up at 2 o'clock to talk some Senior Bowl. Yep. As we've been watching some of the videos and scouting reports that have been trickling out, we will get his thoughts because he is just... he is...
Your guy's down there, isn't he? The Bama backer down there?
Ragland?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I'd like to find out what he thinks.
I think he is. Well, I could be drunk. But I think he is.
Second half at 3:30, 4 o'clock, Friday Fung, not so Super Bowl. We previewed that a little bit in transition.
Got to do better than Holland, by the way.
Your misadventures regarding the Super Bowl in any respect, either being there or anything having to do with the game. And also a little bit later on, we are going to give away a one-hour massage for your Valentine from Massage Envy, sponsored by Massage Envy. And you got to be listening if you want to win that. 312-644-6767 is the number. WSCR The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text Zone and The Score is presented by Grossinger. Twitter is at Boars_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. You have boarsandbernstein.com as well. And if you are out, you're away from a radio, away from a computer, it doesn't matter. As long as you have a mobile device, you can download the radio.com app and the show will be with you, making you either elated or miserable or a combination of the two. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
The National Hockey League, apparently, according to John Fox, tried to force him not to take part in the All-Star game while he was still a Coyote.
It's all a problem.
What? What?
Yep. They're now forcing John Fox to play in the NHL All-Star game. I didn't even know the guy could skate, but hey, I guess so.
It's like any other sport. It's just, it's like all sports. You play the All-Star game. And
he's our Dale Jr. Just chilling.
Chris Tannehill.
Governor Chris Christie.
Mika, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
could you have picked a colder place for me to do this interview this morning?
Yeah, if you could just back up a few more feet. I don't know, are you?
There's actually a meat locker that was the scene when and Rocky 1 was punching the mic. That's when we're going to do that.
I feel like I'm going to start pounding the meat, y'all. I'm going to start pounding the meat in here, for God's sake.
You might as well. Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Nothing better to do.
You got plenty of time, dude.
Yep.
He's Captain Indestructo.
Scoreboard update.
Whoa, that's me. Hey, it's 1:31. Hey, guys. It's 1:31 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Let's start with college football, where Notre Dame handed Coach Brian Kelly a 6-year contract extension, ensuring Kelly will be with the school through the 2021 season. The announcement comes just 5 days before National Signing Day. Kelly has gone 55-23 in his 6 years in South Bend. And as the Bulls notched a win in the first game of a 7-game road trip last night, they beat the Lakers 114-91. After the game, Jimmy Butler said he was pleased with the way he and Derrick Rose started working together in the backcourt.
I think we played extremely well. I think we played together. We rebounded the ball well. And we just gave the ball to the open guy. It also helps when we're making shots still.
Bulls will face the Clippers on Sunday. Jimmy Butler added to the NBA All-Star game yesterday. Pau Gasol, though, didn't make the cut. The Hawks are off for the All-Star break until they head to Colorado on Tuesday. That is, except for Patrick Kane. He'll play in the 3-on-3 tournament on Sunday. Yesterday, the league handed Jonathan Toews a 1-game suspension for deciding to skip the weekend festivities with an illness. He won't play until the Hawks take on the Coyotes on Thursday. An NFL report released today showed an increase in concussions in 2015, though that spike could be attributed to greater awareness about concussions and the league's concussion protocol. And in tennis, Andy Murray advances to the finals of the Australian Open. Serena Williams takes on Angelique Kerber tonight in the women's final. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you always save a fistful of dollars. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I never, ever, ever want to see another Lakers basketball game. Not ever. Don't ever call me and tell me the Lakers are on. Don't say there's a good Lakers game. I'm never, ever watching them again.
I quit after the first quarter.
Truth be told, the
moment they got to the end of the first quarter, I said
I taped the first half.
Had enough.
I taped the first half, and I got through it just in time to forget the rest of it. I can't take anymore. My head hurts. My eyes are swelling.
You know what? That's way worse than the Sixers.
They are.
It's way worse. As far as watchability.
As far as offending
your basketball sensibilities. As far as wondering why you're watching the post Ish Smith acquisition, the Jerry Colangelo Sixers are actually better on your eyes, easier on your eyes than the Lakers are.
Yeah. I don't know where that thing's going. God, but good luck to you.
And Kobe passed away.
Godspeed to you.
Yes, I mean.
Oh yeah, Kobe. Ooh.
You know, he's hugging everybody, and they're all happy, When Butler got those consecutive steals for the same place.
Same place, yeah.
And he just walks over and takes the ball from him. They could just walk over and take the ball from a guy. Whenever they wanted.
I love the Bulls. Now they found something. You found nothing. You found a bunch of chumps. Yeah. What have you found? After half a season, now you're saying you found something?
You found a bum-ass opponent. I mean, that's... You know, and they'll occasionally lose to a team like that, but not even the Lakers could be bad enough to trick the Bulls into having one of their off nights.
No,
come on, the Bulls haven't earned any trust from anybody when they do something well and they say all those nice things. They found
something. Okay. Derek said it. Jimmy said they found each other.
They've
run to each other's arms, and now we found each other.
Okay,
now we're working well together.
Okay,
now NBA beware.
Ah.
The night before, was it 2 nights ago that Kobe was in street clothes on the bench, wasn't playing, and he might as well be in street clothes while playing.
It doesn't matter.
He's wearing a suit and tie.
Why bother? It doesn't.
He gets up the bench and congratulates Dirk Nowitzki. Mm-hmm. The game wasn't over yet for hitting the shot that beat him, because the Mavericks went down to the wire with him. And Dirk gets a shot from the corner, and it's right by the Laker bench. And Kobe gets up off the bench and pats him on the ass.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, nice job. And then, you know, he goes, yeah, I guess I saw that he gets up. And he's like, man, you talk about killing time. What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know what any of them are
doing. I mean, you could wait till after the game. He's not going to disappear.
I hadn't seen that before. I hadn't seen somebody on a roster, an actual member of the team, during an NBA game, mm-hmm. congratulate a guy from the other team for hitting a critical shot.
Beating you, yes.
Hey, nice shot!
I don't think I've ever seen it before either. Usually the guys that are dressed in the suits are kind of like not really paying attention anyway. He goes, what happened? What? That happened? Oh, okay. I mean, but oh my God, he's up off the bench in a heartbeat, shaking his head. Yep. Yeah, that's what great players like me used to do. And he runs over there and pats him. It's like, what? You couldn't wait till after the game and go down and see him see him later?
No. I'm so
not even a pretense.
I sat through that first quarter just thinking, oh boy, this is gonna be a long night, and I'm starting.
No,
to,
this,
I'm,
it's
I'm,
not.
I'm a little tired.
You can't do
and
that.
And then
to
I
yourself.
Said, I think I'm gonna have my dinner, and I'm going to go to sleep.
No, you can't do that to yourself. There's really no point to it.
No, they won every quarter. That's your like a Golden State Warriors game when you're winning every single quarter. I mean, oof, this is just bad for all involved. And so I keep watching the highlight of the hockey guy knocking the ref down, mm-hmm. and there's no way that's just an accident.
There's no, that's no accident.
How can that possibly be an accident?
That's not an accident. It's not an accident.
He gets hit, he adjusts his helmet, and he goes over it, and he clocks the guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, banned for life. Right?
Yep. Well, yeah, generally when you do that, I don't know. Now, once in a while, a soccer ref gets kicked or punched or something, do they ban the guy for life?
No, but sometimes, I don't know that those are all in the like major sanctioned leagues. Sometimes you see those videos and it's just,
well,
it's
some of them are. Ragtag. Some of them are like FIFA, there's somebody and a guy just loses it a little bit and goes over and kicks the referee or something.
Well, in soccer, they'll like blow up the ref's car, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's allowed, by the way.
Oh, okay. Because I don't even know.
No, on the show. No, on the field demonstrations, but off the field, you blow up his car.
Yeah, I don't know what constitutes a crime in some of these countries anyway, but that would be. See, if you do that, if you cross-check an official.
Cross-checked an official.
That's not an accident. And unless somehow it would be. I mean, that you're talking.
Doesn't that have to be in the bylaws somewhere? There has to be written in somewhere about the punishment for that, right? There has to be something written. I would think, or you just judge each one and you go out by common sense. I wouldn't think so. I would think there would be a serious penalty of games off for hitting an official in any way.
Well,
but no,
it wasn't a penalty during the game.
I know. I guess strange. If you don't call it, it ain't a penalty.
I guess not.
Is that a penalty?
Is he allowed to do that? I think. Morris and Bernstein, Matt Bowen at the top of the score.
No.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning, and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One's.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me the hole.
More bosses.
I believe in you.
More inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much.
You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Conditions are uncertain and travel can be tough, but it doesn't have to be. Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You'll get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
They don't have an identity. They've been lost from the beginning. They just want to get away from Coach Tibbs, all defense, which they had success. I don't know why you run from success. And now they want to be an offensive team. They can't figure out who the leader is, and it should be Jimmy Butler. They just can't find any consistency. Derrick's in and out of the lineup, which doesn't help. But the main thing, they don't have an identity. Every team has an identity.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Barkley say something like right before they cut to the game, like, who do you want to win? He goes, I don't even want to watch these teams or something like that. He said something like that, and they kind of looked at him.
Yes,
and this is on a national broadcast.
He's done that before, though, where he said, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, they're about to go to cutting to the game, and he's like, I don't want to watch either of these teams.
Yep, that's what he does. Yeah, he's done that before.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with anything he said.
You have no identity here.
No, he's plainly correct.
He's plainly correct. Sometimes he's just out of his damn fool mind.
I like that, too. But he's right. He knows. He's seen plenty of basketball, and he's not trying to drive a story.
Oh, no.
He's not trying to say, oh, the old Derek is back, or, oh, now everybody loves each other. Oh, now they're listening to the coach.
No, they try to get him to say nice things sometimes when he's doing one of those games in the NCAA tournament game, and he won't do it.
And he doesn't want to.
They want him to, and he won't. He said, like, leading in, this ought to be fun.
Longtime hockey guy just sent me this excerpt from the NHL rulebook.
Yes, that's what we need.
And this is Rule 40, Physical Abuse of Officials. 40.1, Game Misconduct. Any player who deliberately applies physical force in any manner against an official, in any manner attempts to injure an official, physically demeans or deliberately applies physical force to an official solely for the purpose of getting free of such an official during or immediately following an altercation, shall receive a game misconduct penalty. In addition, the following disciplinary penalties shall apply. 40.2, automatic suspension category 1. Any player who deliberately strikes an official and causes injury, or who deliberately applies physical force in any manner against an official with intent to injure, or who in any manner attempts to injure an official, shall be automatically suspended for not less than 20 games.
That's what it should be, then.
For the purpose of the rule, intent to injure shall mean any physical force which a player knew or should have known could reasonably be expected to cause injury.
Yeah, that's what it should be, then. Very simple. I knew the NHL would come through because, you know, there's such a well-run, bright league. And then, I knew they'd have that in the rules.
And then there's a secondary possibility, Category 2 automatic suspension.
If you kill him?
It's softer. Any player who deliberately applies physical force to an official in any manner, including actions as set out in Category 1, which physical force is applied without intent to injure, or who spits on an official, shall be automatically suspended for not less than 10 games. The final decision is up to hockey operations, not the Department of Player Safety, headed by Stefan Quintal. That means the decision falls to Colin Campbell, the league's senior executive vice president of hockey operations.
Category 1.
I would say more than category one. Not mm-hmm. It's not less than 20 games.
Yeah, not less.
So. To take that many strides and then raise your stick and cross-check him and hurt him, and you know how the NHL goes by results. They go by the fact that he's actually was injured, was hospitalized.
Mm-hmm. That's that. They, actually, you know what? From that point, that should have been the rest of the season.
Yeah, they usually make that matter. And the, boy, the reaction of the bench, like, ooh, geez, whoa, dude.
Yep.
Did you really?
That should be the rest of the season. Nobody in any sport, should be allowed that. Nobody. Any sport you play.
And he says that he didn't know what to do because he couldn't, he just saw him late. And but no, he accelerates into him.
Yeah.
He sees him and attacks him.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it. I don't know what you're looking at, but I must be. You know what? It's possible I'm looking at something different. It's possible, not likely, but possible. But that's the end of the season for you, right there.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah, you're my end league. Of the season. You have no place in my league.
Nope. See ya.
But we know the NHL's odd, and Gary Bettman just kind of. Well, he'll if he thinks, I mean, like with the John Scott thing, they wanted to try all the behind the scenes chicanery until people got mad at him. He's like, oh, you're mad at me? Oh, okay, I guess we'll do something else. But he and Roger Goodell are
that's the way they are,
though. Are birds of a feather in that regard. I mean, Goodell is always most of these guys, except for Adam Silver. And you know what? I'm starting to think that way about Rob Manfred a little bit. That Rob Manfred is a little more transparent. A little more willing to talk, a little more willing to explain. I'm hoping Manfred is more like Adam Silver, where the guy takes the job with ideas, takes the job with where he wants the league to be, how he wants to get it there, not simply always having a finger to the wind or waiting for the next crisis to land on his desk so he can mismanage it.
I would say early returns indicate that.
And the problem, and
I don't have a lot of them, but I think that's going to be the case
with Rob Manfred,
mm-hmm.
flushed with money from advanced media and everything else. Do you think that he's going to have an opportunity to shape the game in his image a little bit?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, good for him.
I do,
because that's what Adam Silver's trying to do with the NBA. And I loved it when the NFL got all mad at Vine and the other video sharing and say, "No, you're not licensed. Don't use this. Don't share videos." And Adam Silver's like, "Oh, please share all of it. Share everything." And then the NBA immediately, as soon as something cool happens and you're on Twitter, the NBA will show you something cool that happened. And it pops into your timeline. If you're following the right people, following NBA, hey, look at this. Just watch this play by so-and-so. It might be something out of the West Coast. It might be something the next morning that you missed. There's a little highlight package. And you know the players and you know what's happening. And they want you to know about it. And they're not trying to hoard every possible bit of video. And I think that's terrific.
I think anytime a guy... What the hell was his salary last year? 46, did it get up to whatever it was? Say $46 million. Anytime you're paying somebody $46 million, what's your incentive to do much of any? Why? What do you want to change? What do you want to do that's kind of, what do you want to do?
Yeah, he's not motivated to do anything differently, right?
If you're paying me $46 million to go around once in a while, do a statement, say hello and shake a hand and kiss a baby, no, I'm not gonna create any stir. I'm not gonna hold you out. And then I'll change my mind when I want to. When I stick a pin, that's not right. Let me reduce this. Absolutely. What his incentive is to keep that job, isn't to make a difference or look at something and say, hey, I don't like this.
Yeah, that's not a job you want to lose, is it?
Nope.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a good job.
Iggy on the north side says, I'm not sure that Rule 40 applies if no misconduct penalty is issued.
Yeah,
you got to go back and make sure it applies, though.
Yeah, I think
you can't have allowed that to happen.
Yeah, I think you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
If something in your own bylaws prevents you from doing that, amend the bylaws.
Amend the bylaws, yeah. Yeah, you're worried about the ticky-tack crap about the All-Star game, and well, you know, you ain't getting away with that.
The other referees apparently didn't see it.
Hmm.
Because they were watching the puck. That Weidman was heading off the ice. The other referees are watching the puck, and he cross-checks.
It was a very hockey thing to do, by the way. That was a very hockey thing he did. But it's a very,
just,
you know,
smash
anger.
A guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mad at you. I hit you with my stick.
Yeah, I hit you with a stick. I guarantee you, Gary Bettman does not make $46 million a year.
No.
And if he does, there should be an investigation. And I have no idea what Rob Manfred makes. But I just, if I'm Roger Goodell, I'm not doing anything. I'm not, you know, he's already been thrashed by the media. Mm-hmm. He's been beaten over the heads many, many times already. And if you know this year, kept pretty good cover, didn't he?
He did. He did. Hey, I have a nice announcement to make. We've added another sponsor to the 2016 Charity Poker Championship. So a big thanks to Associated Agencies, who joins our presenting sponsor, Robert W. Baird and David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, in helping to stage the 2016 Charity Poker Championship that benefits One Step programs through Children's Oncology Services. And we've had a big uptick in the signups, and we're just under 3 weeks out right now. And traditionally, this is when the big run-up sort of starts to occur. So as you go into your weekend here and you keep thinking, oh yeah, Bernstein's been talking about it, I've been hearing about it, so I definitely want to do this. If you have the chance now and you do plan on playing, just don't get left out. Make sure that you grab your spot. And we are playing for a spot in the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas, and thousands of dollars in prizes. Everybody at our final table and the people who knock out our celebrity bounties are going to get a special prize, and it's still one of the best deals for a World Series of Poker play-in, just a $275 entry fee. You want to be at the high roller table, that's $650 if you want to sit there. If you just want to hang out and eat and drink, this is a terrific deal too. $75 for spectators, and a limited number of those tickets are available. All included in this is full buffet and premium bar and a great, great night for a great, great cause. It is February 18th. It is a Thursday night at Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior. There will be valet parking, and there will be a wonderful chance for you to help us raise money to help kids with cancer and leukemia. Make sure that they are afforded the opportunity to have the simple joys of childhood. Go to onestepcamp.org. Onestepcamp.org has all the information. And I know I've had serious poker players asking me about blind structure and about the knockout round and rebuys and how all that's done, chip counts. It's right there. If you need all that information, there is a whole tournament structure PDF that's available right there, right next to the registration button there. But go to onestepcamp.org. I think you can also link it through boresandbernstein.com. But if you are a poker player, if you know a poker player, somebody in your family, you want to give a seat as a gift, you can do that as well. Onestepcamp.org. Make sure you are there, because it's going to be a terrific, terrific night. Matt Bowen is next from the Senior Bowl. He's got scouting information for you on the score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it.